What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, great, powerful, awesome, majestic God we serve. There is no God but our God. There is no God like our God. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. As the trumpets call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation has come. We serve the only God. We serve the only true and living God. He's the greatest God in the universe. And because he is the greatest power, guess what? We will never, ever, 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 ever be defeated. Listen, I am motivated. I am pushed. I am charged up. Why am I charged up? I'm charged up because I understand that if God is going to do anything on the earth, the only way it's going to happen is through prayer and intercession. God can do nothing on the earth until somebody prays. There can be no deliverance until somebody prays. There can be no breakthrough until somebody prays. Yes, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind. Jesus is on the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession. Everything that is moving in this world is moving because somebody is praying. Do you understand that? If that doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will. It is my desire to get you out of your stupor and move you from the place of nothing into the place of intercession and prayer, because things happen when you pray. Things turn around when you pray. And if there's anything that the enemy is going to fight you on, he's going to always fight you in your prayer life. So I need you to hear me, because when we pray, things begin to happen. When you pray, things begin to shift and things begin to change. You can't stop a man who prays. He who kneels before God can stand before anybody. You hear me? I said if you stay on your knees, you can stand before anybody. So that's why you want to keep a constant prayer life, a time of intercession, a time of prayer, a time of calling on the name of Jesus. Because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I don't care how bad your situation is. Talking to a young man last night, had a situation. He said I've been told them people, I hear what y'all saying, but I need to get up from here. They said, where you going? He said, I'm going to pray. They said, well, you need a lawyer. He said, I hear what you're talking about, but I understand something that you don't understand, that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he has the power to turn it whatsoever way he will. Are you praying for the situation down in Brunswick, Georgia, with Ahmaud Arbery? Are you praying for the situation in Wisconsin? All of that can be dealt with in prayer, that justice will prevail. Sometimes you're so busy worried about it happening in man's court that you don't recognize that there's another court beyond the court of the earth. There's a courtroom in heaven where there's a judge, but he's a righteous judge. Where there's a prosecutor. Oh, Labashata, are you listening to me? Everything can be dealt with in prayer and in intercession. So that's what we're doing. We're praying. We're believing God, because we know that when we pray, things begin to shift, things begin to move, things begin to break, and things begin to turn. You don't understand that it is your prayer that has caused things to shift in your life, and you are where you at right now because somebody prayed. There's a woman I know who prayed for all of her children. They say this woman, she's dead now, but she was the grandmother. Her whole family, all of her kids are filled with the Holy Ghost. They said the only thing this woman would pray is, Lord, fill my kids with the Holy Ghost. And they say for 3 and 4 hours, all she would say was, and their children. And their children, 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 and their children. That's all she prayed. Lord, fill my family with the Holy Ghost. And their children. Hey, Balabashaka. Are you listening to me? And she prayed that redundantly. She prayed that over and over and over and over again, that God would fill them with the Holy Ghost and their children, and their children, that God would do it. And guess what? That woman's whole family is filled with the Holy Ghost. But guess who else is filled with the Holy Ghost? And their children. And their children. But that came from years of praying and praying and praying and praying until God filled that family with the Holy Ghost. Well, that's how much power you have, because nothing will happen until you pray, until you get serious, until you get adamant. And I believe that you being on this call at 6 in the morning is a testament of how serious you are about the things of God. You being on this call is a testament of how adamant you are about calling on the name of the Lord. We're going to 2 Samuel. We're going to 2 Samuel chapter 15. Let's go there. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I say 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 12. Now you must understand that in 2 Samuel 15, we're dealing with a man by the name of Ahithophel. And Ahithophel was an oracle of God. You know, this happened in 2 Samuel 15. What had happened was Absalom had turned on his father. And when Absalom had turned on his father, he kind of got this man who used to be with David by the name of Ahithophel. He got him on his side. Now, Ahithophel was a very powerful man, because whenever Ahithophel spoke, it was as if he was speaking as if the oracle of God. Are you listening to me? I said it was as if he was speaking as an oracle of God. Nobody questioned Ahithophel. Whenever Ahithophel said something, they didn't go and pray. They didn't go and talk. They didn't say, I need to fast. Because whenever he spoke, they trusted what came out of his mouth. Even David trusted what came out of his mouth. But Absalom turned on his father and got Ahithophel on his side. And 2 Samuel 15 and 12 declares, and Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from the city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. Did you see that? The Bible says that the conspiracy was strong. We're going to pray today, and we're going to counter any conspiracy that is being cooked, that is being cooked in the pot. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I counter every conspiracy that is being cooked against me in the name of Jesus. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, your word declares that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Father, as I pray today, I counter every conspiracy that is being cooked in a pot. I decree in the name of Jesus, I thank you that every conspiracy that is being hatched in the womb of the enemy, in satanic wombs and incubators, concerning my family, concerning my children, concerning this nation, concerning KCC, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that every conspiracy that is being cooked in a pot, that is being hatched in the womb of eternity, I counter it. 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 Every demonic conspiracy concerning my life, every demonic conspiracy concerning my children, every demonic conspiracy concerning the nations of the earth, concerning America, concerning France, concerning Japan, Father, every conspiracy that is being cooked in a pot every conspiracy that is being hatched in the womb of eternity and satanic womb and satanic incubator. In the name of Jesus, I counter every conspiracy. I cancel every conspiracy. I override every conspiracy against my life, against the nations, against KCC, against my family, against America, against KCC Houston, against KCC Charlotte, against KCC Jacksonville. May every alo ulaba astilimi ankaloma robolobo sutoneme. May every conspiracy be overturned, be overturned, be overturned. Orede baba sha yambi bibi asha. Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 9. It says, and the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. There is a conspiracy that is going on in the church. There is a conspiracy that is going on in America. There is conspiracy that is going on in the land. But in the name of Jesus, I declare that every conspiracy going on in the church, every conspiracy going on in my house, every conspiracy going on in KCC, every conspiracy in the land, every conspiracy on the social scene, I declare that the conspiracy shall not stand, neither will it come to pass. Hey, Balabasha, no demonic conspiracy that is working against my life, no conspiracy that is being cooked in a pot, no conspiracy that is being worked against me to destroy my name, to destroy my legacy. It will not come to pass. Every conspiracy against my future, every conspiracy against America, every conspiracy against KCC, every conspiracy against my son, against my daughter, in the name of Jesus, I declare that it will not stand by the word of the Lord, and it will not come to pass. I come against every conspiracy within. I come against every conspiracy without. It will not stand politically. It will not stand religiously. It will not stand in my family, in my finances, in my church. By the word of the Lord, I declare that it shall not stand. Lift your voice and begin to pray that every conspiracy against your son, every conspiracy against the future of your generation, every conspiracy against your daughter, against her womb, against your family, against your husband, we declare by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, by reason of the anointing, every conspiracy, hey, 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 Hele Bashaka, Lumandele Me, Lilanda La Bahaya, Yantanamo Sonuna, Ribi Sikuta, Livele Klesele Andolo Okumashna. We declare that every conspiracy, it will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. It shall not stand by the word of the Lord, by the blood of the covenant, by the power of the cross. I bind every noble. I bind every king. Elemeshete, every principality and every power. I bind the nobles and the kings. I chain them in the name of Jesus. And I declare that it will not stand. Every conspiracy, it will not stand. Come on, lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to intercede that every conspiracy in your church, every conspiracy against your life, every conspiracy against your health, every conspiracy be broken, be canceled, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, I overturn it. Ele bashata, wherever you are cooking, whatever you are planning, wherever you are gathering, I send confusion to the gathering places of the enemy, and I declare, hey, 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 that the conspiracy of the enemy will not stand. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 8. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 8. Yambibio Solomonia. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9. Associate yourself, O ye people, and ye shall be broken into pieces. Give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, it shall not stand, for God is with us. Hey, halabashata. We are decreeing today that every scheme, let daily under labasa, and let them that scheme and let them that gather together, those who are scheming and those who are gathering together against my life, we are decreeing that at the end of this 30 days of prayer, that those who are scheming and those who are gathering together, we are declaring that they will not go unpunished. According to the word of the Lord, your word declares, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, those who scheme against me, let them not go unpunished. Those who desire to destroy me, let them not go unpunished. Those who are working against me, halibasha, let them not go unpunished. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that anyone who is devising in their heart, halaboshata, who is coming up with devices and plans to hurt me, in the name of Jesus, I declare, hey, that they are being broken in pieces. I declare that every conspiracy is being broken in pieces. Every conspiracy in the regions of the sea, every conspiracy that's in the underworld, every conspiracy in the animal kingdom, in the water kingdom, in the marine kingdom, in the fire kingdom, in the forest kingdom, in the name of Jesus, you can take your counsel by heaven and earth, but in the name of Jesus, I bring to a halt the counsel of the wicked. I bring to a halt the counsel of the wicked. I stop it. I break it. I cancel it. I destroy it. I declare that every evil word, pronouncement against my life is being broken into pieces. Every word spoken against my life, against my children, against my family, against my husband, against my daughter, against KCC, I proclaim that it shall not stand because God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God is for me. And because he is for me, he is more than the whole world against me. Ludili we aladala. Remandele me asuya. Sununi antala. Wandele wele kikata. Lutala wandele mele fele diansia. In the name of Jesus, I lift my voice and I declare that wherever they are planning, whatever they are scheming, whatever they are plotting, I declare in the name of Jesus, by reason of the word, by the blood of the covenant, by the word of God, you will not go unpunished. God is not mocked. Gather your loins. You will be broken into pieces. Every satanic word that is spoken, every curse that is spoken, every word that came from a beast, every word that came from the false prophet, every word that came from the dragon, it will not stand. It will not stand. Every word that has been spoken against my life in anger, every word that has been spoken against KCC in anger and disappointment, every word that is spoken against KCC Charlotte, that is spoken against KCC Houston, that is spoken against KCC Jacksonville, in the name of Jesus, I declare that every evil word and every evil pronouncement, it will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. I break in pieces every conspiracy. I break in pieces every attack. I break in pieces every wrong prayer, every evil pronouncement against my son, every evil pronouncement against America, against America, against Africa, against Asia, against Antarctica, against North America, against South America. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every word cursed, spoken against those nations are being broken. They are being canceled in the name of Jesus. And I declare that it shall not stand. I stop it. 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 And declare that as I pray over the next 30 days, those words will be broken in pieces. The conspiracies will be rebuked. The plan of the enemy against my life will be stopped. I halt it. I halt it. I halt it. I halt it. I halt it in the name of Jesus. My God. Shata uban shekele me. Le mandala basitolo boboko tai. Lendelebe. Let me get some water. Elaba shakala mandala mo. Better get out that bed and pray. Come on. We praying. We're calling on the name of Jesus. Mile le mandala bakororo robosa. Ela bandala bala kikatai. Benzala di bala dondolo bobo soto le mande. Now listen, I am persuaded that every unanswered prayer is about to be answered. Are you listening to me? I said, I am persuaded that every unanswered prayer is about to be answered. Any prayer that has been delayed, any answer that has been prolonged, I am persuaded that at the end of this 30 days, that it is getting ready to come to pass. There was a great difference between Babylonian and the Egyptian captivity. The difference between their captivity is that the Egyptians' deliverance was delayed for 30 years. Even though in Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, I believe that is, in Genesis 15, he said that their captivity would only be for 400 years. That was a prophetic word, that their captivity would only be for 400 years. But it went an extra 30 years. It is a prophecy that was given by God that said their captivity would only last for 400 years. But it did not last for 400 years. It ended up lasting for 430 years. And that extra 30 years came from prayerlessness. Are you listening? They accepted it. They allowed it. They didn't stop it and pray against it. And some of you are going through things. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 declares there's a season and a time for everything under the heaven. And that pain, that sickness, that infirmity, whatever you are going through, the time and the season for that is over. Are you listening to me? I believe in God that after these 30 days of prayer, that every pain, that every limitation, are you listening to me? Every restriction, that all of your captivity is about to be overturned, that there's going to be no more delays. Come on. That is going to happen at the end of this 30 days of prayer. I am convinced that every limitation that is on you is being broken. I decree that every technicality, every legality, halaboshata, everything that the enemy used against you, whether it was your ignorance, whether it was error, whether it was sin, whether it was iniquity, whether it was transgression, all of the things that the enemy used to prolong your manifestation, we declare that it shall be arrested. Hey, that it shall be arrested. And we decree that it will be overturned. Say overturn it. Say overturn it. Say overturn it. Say overturn it. Are you listening to me? Some of you are fighting cycles, but in the name of Jesus, every cycle of delay is being broken. Raise your right hand. Hey, Balabashaka, Luka Masite. Say in the name of Jesus, every cycle in my life, be broken, be broken, be broken. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against every cycle of delay. Every cycle of delay, every cycle in my finances, every cycle, Haile Basha, every financial cycle, every physical cycle, every mental cycle, every spiritual cycle that is prolonging my manifestation, that is causing a delay, I command it to be broken. Every cycle that came to prolong my deliverance, I command it to be broken. Every cycle that is happening in the life of my children, be broken. Every cycle of that is stopping my healing, that is stopping my deliverance, that is stopping my freedom, today, as I lift my voice and pray, I thank you that every cycle is being broken. I declare that every prolonged battle, every unnecessary battle, every unnecessary warfare that is in my life, I thank you that those battles are being broken. I command an end to every prolonged battle in the name of Jesus. I do not accommodate pain. I do not allow pain. I do not nurse pain. I do not nurse disease. I do not nurse dysfunction in the name of Jesus. Every cycle, be broken. Every cycle, be broken. Every cycle of deception, every cycle of fear, every cycle of pride, every cycle of stubbornness that is operating in my life, that is operating in my bloodline, that is operating in the lineage of my mother, that is operating in the lineage of my father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray today, every cycle be broken. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Lift your voice and pray this thing through, that the cycles that have fought you for years, that have prolonged your deliverance, that have prolonged your healing. Hey, Shitalama, Lemandili mi ikura. Kundini anjala, zazolobo kutaya, reberere bandala molosuna, unzane miniki kankana moya, munonomo ushta, lemendili mi ikataya, lekelele bandala bababi asuya, likandala walatala hashaya, shankala mansoya, robo shekebe, lebandili bi akataya, lemandelele bala hazaya. Every cycle that is prolonging the deliverance of my son, every cycle that is prolonging the deliverance of my daughter, every cycle that is prolonging the growth that is hindering the growth of KCC Charlotte, the growth of KCC Houston, the growth of KCC Jacksonville, tonight, as we lift our voice and we begin to pray, I decree, hey, that every cycle is being broken. Every cycle is being broken. Every curse, hey, Hamashakaya, is being rooted up, is being uplifted by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the cross. I cancel, Hunalamasha, every cycle. I cancel every cycle, and I command an end. I bring a halt to this trial. I bring a halt to every sickness. I bring a halt to every burden. I bring a halt to all perversion. I bring a halt to the spirit of pride and stubbornness that is flowed in my bloodline. I declare that it stops with me, that it breaks with me, that it hinders Ashuna, Ashuna, Ashunama, Mukuni Mikikene, Limandini Anzalamoya, Robolobo Kutaya, Brankalamanda, hey, Basha, Ilele Banda La Masaya, every demonic threatening, Indelele Bala Shata, it has no power over me in the name of Jesus. And I declare that every cycle, every cycle, every cycle, every cycle of bondage, every cycle of sickness, every cycle of poverty, be broken, be broken, be broken. Be broken. I break the cycle. I destroy the cycle. I uproot the cycle. I cancel the cycle off of my bloodline, off of my father's house, off of my mother's house. May every cycle be broken. 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 He, sha, sha, shama, luma, sheke, limandele be, lubanziri mi ikala, robolobo shata, brenkele mandala hazia, zinala mandala maya, manfanuni mi kikele anda, in the name of Jesus. My God, hallelujah. That's the power of prayer. I gave you three prayer points, and I want you to pray them all day today. Don't play with it. Pray with everything you got, because after these 30 days, cycles are being broken. After this 30 days, every unanswered prayer is about to be answered. After this 30 days, whatever's been on hold is about to be released. After this 30 days, that unnecessary trial that has been prolonged will be prolonged anymore because of the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Are you listening to me today? That's the power of prayer. That's the power of intercession. You are praying over these next couple of days, and everything that has been prolonged will no longer be prolonged. I am in Mobile, Alabama tonight. You that are in the Alabama area, you that are in Mississippi, you that are in Arkansas, you that are in Louisiana, you that are in Georgia, and you that are in Florida, you need to reach out to your family, reach out to your members, reach out to sons and daughters, and tell them to meet me in Mobile, Alabama tonight. I got to misconstrue. I got to unlearn some things that's in your head to help you get to your next level. And I got 2 days to get you to another place. I got 2 days. Makashuna, Mikashene, Likala Kakashna. I got 2 days to get you to another place. All right? I'm in Mobile Thursday and Friday. And we're believing God for miracles, for signs, and for wonders. But it's only for you that are hungry. It's only for you that desire change. Are you listening to me? This tonight, tomorrow night, 705 Telegraph Road in the city of Mobile, you know, it's really Pritchett, Alabama. All right, that's 705. I think the zip code is 36610. But you need to meet me tonight and meet me tomorrow night for a move of the Holy Ghost. I'll be with Prophet Buchanan there in Mobile, Alabama. You that are ready for things to be broken, that are ready for things to change, that are ready for things to turn. I dare you to meet me, hallelujah, in Alabama. God is up to something. I gave you 3 prayer points. Now, what you doing with it today? You're going to pray them continually. You're going to stay in prayer. You're going to stay in intercession. Hey, shalaba, umananana masia, lebende lebekutaya. You're going to stay in prayer, and you're going to pray it through, and you're not going to let heaven go until you see a manifestation, because after these 30 days, every unanswered prayer is about to be answered. After this 30 days, there will be no more unnecessary long trial. Come on. The children of Egypt was in bondage an extra 30 years because of prayerlessness. May that not be your testimony. We overturn it. We overturn it. We overturn it. We overturn it. Hey, halabashata ikandala malamosoya lelende lelebede di alabaya labombi lebikira lahasa zulobohova lahatia lekende lemekikele banda. God's moving for a woman named Carolyn. Receive your miracle, Mukushana. Carolyn, receive your miracle. Hey, mele mankalama. He's turning this thing now. As I speak on this phone, God is moving on your behalf. Hey, 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 mashallah, lebanda la kita, lelelelelebele andala momosa, ikanda la mahaya, ikanda la malahaya, ilalalala banda la malahosai, hey, shelabanda la hakosamai, nikindili miki katalamai, hey, indala la mohosa, it is so. Woo, shalaba. Shatala mandala kosa. Hey, mandelebiki katala mandala hosai. It is so. Well, you are blessed this morning. You are favored this morning. Come on, all day. You are confessing that every cycle is being broken. All day, you are commanding every cycle to be broken. All day, you are declaring that those that scheme and gather together against you will not go unpunished. All day, you are declaring that every conspiracy is being overturned. Every conspiracy is being broken. Every conspiracy will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped. If you're in Charlotte, make it to prayer at 12. Pray fervently. Jacksonville, pray fervently. Houston, pray fervently. Are you listening to me? That's the power of prayer. You that's in Alabama, I'll see you this evening. And you that's nowhere near us, I'll be praying with you at 6 o'clock again. Got to get on here early. You know, my God, all these people on this line, my goodness, to get on here early so we can pray and believe God for a turnaround in the next 30 days. You are blessed. More grace.